Okay, if I may, I'd ask Debbie a question. I'd like to know if she ever considered ordaining as a nun, why or why not. If there had been a Theravadin monastery for nuns 15 years ago in the Bay Area, would that have affected her decision? Many thanks. I considered ordaining in the early days, and I was actually I took my first retreat in Thailand, and on my way back to the States, I ended up in England and spent time at Amaravati in Chithurst. And I wept as I left, but I had to come back and pay off a debt that I owed to my parents, a financial debt. And something in me knew, as hard as it was to leave, that that was the right thing to be doing. Sometimes it's something you don't really comprehend, but I was aware that it felt like the right thing to do, and I never had any doubts. It's something I've never doubted. Then I considered several times going back. But I don't know, I wasn't pulled strongly enough, and then by the time with Sangapala and things got going here, Sangapala is for those who don't know, is the steward foundation for the monastery for Abhayagiri. And that's the group that invited the Ajahn Sumedho to send some monks over so that we could start a monastery in California. And I suppose I got somewhat invested in that pretty quickly. And then when Longpo Pasano came, when the monastery opened, I had met him in Thailand and felt that I really could learn a great deal from him. And so that also kind of added to the mix. And by the time I decided to move up to the monastery, I think I decided that was where I wanted to be and how I wanted to do it. And I don't have any doubts that I made the right decision, because it's been a really good place of learning for me, and I've really grown a lot in my time there. And I feel I still have a lot of growth that I can do there.